The Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl for the first time in 50 years, and it's time to celebrate. Mayor Quentin Lucas announced the Chiefs' celebratory Super Bowl parade on Twitter shortly after the win, and in just a few short days, everything's come together. An estimated 1 to 1.5 million fans will see the team, the gear, and the entertainment today. What Chiefs Kingdom might not see, though, is all that's going on behind the scenes to keep the party moving smoothly and safely. Johnson County Emergency Management Director and member of the Missouri Disaster Medical Assistance Team, Troy Armstrong, says the Kansas City Fire Department requests assistance from DMAT because it encompasses many aspects of the medical field on site.
Basically, anytime a jurisdiction feels like they might have an overwhelming incident or event that overwhelms the local pre-hospital providers, such as EMS, they can request the DMAT team. And we're able to deploy not only personnel, but we have medical tents that we can set up, fields, treatment sites. And then our teams consist of physicians to advanced care providers, paramedics, EMTs, respiratory therapists, RNs.
Armstrong adds that pre-planning for events short notice may not be easy, but that the team does so flawlessly based on skill and knowledge.
It's challenging, but the biggest thing is just rostering, seeing how many people were able to come together to form our team and make sure that we have adequate staffing, adequate personnel. We've been kind of following the season as it goes along. You know, we could kind of anticipate some sort of celebration. When you think about pre-planning, when you think about disaster response, that's where we kind of excel at, because disasters don't schedule themselves. So we're able to kind of roster on the fly. We're able to kind of come up with those plans as we go along.
Although trained emergency medical professionals remain on location throughout the parade, Director Armstrong states that there are a few things fans can do to ensure their own safety.
I know a lot of people want to go out and express their Chiefs pride and everything, but make sure you're dressing appropriately for the conditions. We're going to probably see some snowfall. We're going to see the temperatures in the 20s and 30s. The other thing is, if they're going to consume alcohol, making sure they're doing that in a legal and responsible manner, making sure that they have some sort of a designated driver in place. The other thing is, if they see something, say something. So if they're in a crowd, if they're in an area where they see something that's suspicious, or they see something that they know is a dangerous type of situation, make sure they're reporting that to the local authorities.
The parade begins at 11:30 this morning on 6th Street in downtown Kansas City. Helpful links for the parade can be found in today's Newsmaker at KMZU.com. I'm Lizzie McCoy, KMZU News.